The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
A recent study has revealed that the current rates of obesity among children in Ireland runs around 20%. So one in five children is either overweight or obese. And if you look at the lower socioeconomic cohorts, that rises to one in three. And one of the things that the study and analysis would suggest is that the current methods of dealing with that, in other words, educating or putting pressure on parents to better control what their kids are eating, is having little or no impact. With us is Donal O'Shea, who is consultant endocrinologist and HSE National Clinical Lead for Obesity. First of all, Donal, I assume that obesity in children, if you run a one in five level, if that child gets through adolescence remaining that size, it's highly unlikely that changes in adulthood.
Yeah, no, it doesn't change in adulthood. And weight tracks up from the age of 18. If you can arrive at the age of 18, a healthy weight with, you know, good nutrition and activity levels, then you really are kind of set for life. But as you say, one in five children have overweight or obesity. The decade of most weight gain in life is 25 to 35 for multiple reasons. First car, first child, possibly first exposure to grief and all that comes with that. But the trajectory is set in childhood. And what this study, which is a fantastic meta-analysis of over 31 major studies looking at early intervention in the first 2 years of life with the focus on parents, has convincingly no impact on the weight trajectory of the child.
Now explain that, because then I would have thought the natural assumption would be the main control of what a child eats is their parents, and therefore intervention with them is the only way to influence.
That is why there are 31 studies carried out over that ranged up to 3 years in duration from globally. And the answer is you're looking in the wrong place to change the dial. You need to look within wider society. There's absolutely no doubt that influencing and educating parents and upskilling parents, like we have in Ireland, we have a Healthy Food Made Easy program for parental cooking skills. They're important, but on their own, they're not enough. You need the wider kind of societal influences to be better. You need to change the narrative that the way we place products for kids in supermarkets and in petrol stations, at their eye line, designed to be attractive to that age's brains, kind of, I want it, I must have it, putting their names on chocolate bars, putting their names on bottles. We accept that. If you go to New Zealand, you will see a very different layout, because the government are regulating for that now and saying it's not acceptable because of the level of obesity that we have.
And is it fizzy drinks, snacks, that kind of thing that is the main driver for these numbers, or is it a general lack of quality diet across the board?
It is an absolute drive to the high fat, high salt, high sugar, highly processed foods that account for more than 25% of our children's calorie intake. And that is something that the food and drinks industry drive. Stack them high, make it cheap. The selection boxes are in the shops already. The Christmas sweets, which usedn't appear until after Halloween, now appear in August.
Why then is there the increased numbers in lower socioeconomic groups, that difference between one in five versus one in three?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long-standing kind of fact that has been established, that the food and drinks industry target the lower socioeconomic groups. They actively discourage breastfeeding by getting in with what's called mother and baby clubs, but that's to get babies onto formula off breastfeeding. And Ireland has the lowest breastfeeding rates in Europe.
Have we?
Yep. And breastfeeding, forget about the impact on weight, breastfeeding is so good for the general health and the immune system of the kid. And there is a beneficial effect on weight. So the highest rates of breastfeeding in Ireland are amongst the immigrant population.
And there is a direct correlation between breastfeeding and lack of obesity or lack of overweight.
And long-term nutrition and healthy weight.
Do you despair at these kind of numbers? Because what you are describing as the factors causing them seem so entrenched and endemic that they must be very difficult to change.
They're difficult to change. Ireland is doing a lot at a lot of pockets of activity around nutrition, around physical activity, with the Department of Health increasingly trying to join up what's going on. So in Ireland, we're seeing rates levelling off, downtrending in children in the better off, better educated parts of society, and kind of static in the less well off areas. That's positive. We didn't see the COVID bump in obesity rates in Ireland that you saw in other European countries, which again, I think is very positive. And your statistic at the opening was saying that one in five have either overweight or obesity. That means four in five don't, despite the environment. So that means that, you know, many parents and families are doing a really good job. It also is because you burn off stuff when you're a kid, you really do. And you know, it's almost with the energy levels the kids have, it's not a surprise that four out of five do not have overweight or obesity. So we can't despair. We have to kind of double down on our efforts. The World Health Organization have said Ireland is kind of a forerunner country in the efforts it's making, and is very much encouraging other countries to look at the initiatives that we have here, like programs like Healthy Food Made Easy, like the active school flag that we have, like participating in this top child research group that's the down in the Department of Public Health in Cork that were the participants in this particular study that we're talking about. And you've got to keep doing all those things. And then you've got to say, and now we have treatment for the disease of overweight and obesity. And the drugs that we're using, that people know by Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, they have been studied now from the age of five up.
Have they? Given to kids that young?
Yeah. So there is emerging evidence, surprise, surprise, that the disease of obesity in children, A, is treatable with the same agents that we use to treat adults, and that these agents are safe.
Are they a lifelong commitment if you start them as a child?
There's unanswered questions in the obesity space, and that's one of them. You know, we don't know if you treat obesity in children, can you then stop them? We know in adults that it's a lifelong treatment. It's likely to be similar for children with obesity.
Should parents be, I mean, it sounds authoritarian, but should parents be weighing their children and intervening if they discover that they have gone outside what are the recommended norms for BMI?
Every parent wants their kid to be healthy. Being weight aware is really important. Over-focus can be very triggering. And so it's a balance. And I think if a parent thinks their child might have overweight or obesity, they have it. Parents don't recognize overweight or obesity in their kids. So if they think their kid might be a little bit or have a little bit of excess weight, then they should go to the GP and have a chat with the GP.
I'm interested in your phrasing. You describe it as having overweight rather than being. Why?
And that, at the start you said, is overweight or obese? And I was going to correct you because you don't say somebody is epileptic, is asthmatic. They have asthma. They have epilepsy. They're not defined by it.
You were talking about submissions for the National Obesity Strategy, and there's a website which is ec.europa.eu. The purpose of that is what, and why do you want people to get involved?
So Ireland's Obesity Policy and Action Plan runs out at the end of this year. There is a new one being developed at the moment, and the consultation process for that getting people's opinions on what they think of obesity and where, if you like, the action should be. Should it be government? Should it be, should there be more access to treatment? The consultation process and that runs until Thursday the 18th. I've just done my submission outside waiting here. It took me 10 minutes, so it's not long. And I think the more people that make their opinion known formally to the Department of Health and the government, then the stronger the policy will be. And that policy will run from 2026 to 2030.
Donal, thank you very much. That is Donal O'Shea, consultant, endocrinologist and HSE National Clinical Lead for Obesity.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.